That's the fake toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We have been all over the board this evening here on the live Wednesday edition from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's Mark with you.
And Ben.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's been a great time here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are all kinds of things to do, and I've been stressing many of the family activities, but there are lots of things to do that are, you know, for adults, too. Whatever it is that you might have a preference for, and a lot of people are really into the live music, and there is something akin to a superstar within the Liberty movement, as far as music goes, and his name is Jordan Page. I was listening to Jordan, here's what happened, is I'd never seen Jordan's face before. I went down and I was, looking for interviews and just go, you know, try to find interesting people to be on the air, that kind of thing, and walked into the pavilion and somebody was playing music. I, you know, could hear it out of the side of my, ear, and certainly having some level of professional understanding of these things. Well, that guy's talented. And then I, you know, moseyed on about my way. Turns out that talented guy was Jordan Page, so it's no surprise to me, considering how many accolades he gets within the Liberty community. And we've got him here on the show. Jordan, let me turn your mic on there. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Now, you were doing a one-man show up there on the stage.
Yeah. It's a lot easier for me to travel and do as much activism as possible by myself. I do have a rock band that I do shows with that really, you know, big engagements, but most of the time I travel by myself, and I do live loops that I record, and I can do all kinds of layers and play solos, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, this event was the sort of the reception for a wedding, the wedding of Brad Jardis and his new bride, Ashley. And we're calling him Brashley.
Brashley, yes.
And they, you know, this was the event you were doing there. So describe, you know.
Well, they're both really good friends of mine. I've known Ashley for years, yeah. And then she introduced me to Brad this past January. He and I clicked. We're just, you know, birds of a feather.
Good
and,
guy.
He's a great guy. He's actually a former cop, mm-hmm. who, he objected to all the unconstitutional policies that his department was enacting against the citizens of the county he was working in, and he left. Mm-hmm. He left on those grounds, and he became a liberty-minded activist, mm-hmm. in New Hampshire. And now he's running for sheriff in Coas County, which is where we are right now.
That's right.
And I'm supporting his campaign very much.
I hope he manages to pull it off. So when one does a wedding, how's it different than doing a regular show?
I've never done a wedding before. This was my first wedding. I've done a couple of rehearsal dinners for friends and family who asked me to come and play a few songs, but this was my first wedding reception. I'm not really a wedding singer, but I think I pulled it off. I played a few happy covers people could dance to, but I still played some heavy, you know, stuff as well.
There were a lot of people dancing. No doubt about it.
Yeah,
so you have a real show that you're putting on with original music.
I'm playing right here Friday night from 8 to 10 in the Queen's Tent right here at Porkfest. So, yeah, I travel all over the country. I do...
Ron Paul Revolution has really kicked your career into high gear.
Well, the Ron Paul Revolution gave me a vehicle through which to get the music out, because mm-hmm. I was already touring as a regional artist in the Mid-Atlantic playing my own music, but I was also doing a lot of cover shows at bars to pay the bills. And then I wrote my first, you know, more freedom-oriented song back in 2006, end of 2006, and it was called Pendulum, and it got a lot of radio play, it got a lot of attention, and then all of a sudden I was being invited to play the Revolution March in D.C. That was when I met Ron Paul for the first time. I met Adam Kokesh and Ernie Hancock, all big names in the movement, and they introduced me to so-and-so, and all of a sudden I'm touring all over the country playing for not tens of people and not hundreds of people, but now thousands of people who know the words, and now at this point, you know, 4 or 5 years later, people know the words to my songs, and, you know, I show up at a city I've never been in, and, you know, 200-300 people show up who I've never met, and they know all about me. It's pretty cool, but it's all just because of this movement, for sure. And Ron Paul's been a big part of that.
Now, it's got to be really special to have it as your music that people are excited about. I mean, you know, it's nice to pay the bills. Nothing wrong with doing covers, absolutely, and bars and entertaining people and getting folks up to dance and that kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's got to be really special to have your music.
Yeah, it's always nice to make people feel good with music. I mean, that's the whole point. It's that kind of an art form. It's meant to make you feel something and meant to make you move. And I love when people dance when I play, but you know, my songs actually require something of the listener in order to appreciate what I'm saying, because it's all about the message. I mean, I may
lyric intensive.
It's very lyric intensive. That's actually been very helpful to me. It's also been a detriment too, because in some commercial situations, you know, whereas they might like the song, the music production people might like the song, but the message,
lyrics are heavy.
The lyrics are heavy, and that's why they might go another way.
If you think about, I mean, there aren't. It's hard to find the hits that are lyric intensive. Especially in, now, country is a lyric intensive genre.
It's all about storytelling.
Right, it's storytelling.
And I do the same sort of thing. I combine like the folky music of like Bob Dylan, John Denver, with, you know, some of my influences like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Metallica, Pearl Jam, those kind of bands, Alice in Chains.
And there's plenty of storytelling rock out there that's lyric intensive too, but not a lot of it since the 70s with the Vietnam War. There hasn't been a whole bunch of it since then. I mean, a few things come to mind. You know, the 19 that came out in the 80s. That was talking about the Vietnam War again. But just not. There's just not as much out there. So is it that the music industry steers away from that? The radio stations don't want to play it? What?
Yeah, they want it as little controversy as possible. They want the controversy to be surrounding the artists and their quarrels with each other, or you know,
they want you to do coke.
Yeah, and they want you to shut up and sing. You saw that happen to the Dixie Chicks. She just made a comment in a foreign country about the president, and then they got, you know, banned across the board. So people just most folks just don't want to talk about religion and politics. But those are the only two things, in my opinion, that are really worth talking about. You know, right. Like the real heavy stuff that we all have opinions about, but no one wants to rock the boat. Well, I'm making a career off of rocking the boat and speaking my mind.
And there was that artist, and you know, her name is escaping me now, but I guess she was the American Idol artist that tweeted or something like that she liked Ron Paul.
Kelly Clarkson did
that.
And she recanted, I believe, as well. But her sales spiked, like a huge spike, after she made that comment. You know, she got a lot of response from that.
I don't remember the recant, but I remember her saying that, I can't believe everybody's so excited about, you know, a comment like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, somebody paid closer attention than I did. But, I mean, she had a, you know, tremendous response because she said she liked Ron Paul.
Sure.
And so, I mean, you know, doesn't this send the message, though, to some, you know, to artists out there? I mean, because I think it's okay to like Obama as an artist, isn't it?
It's what's trendy to like Obama, you know, and you see artists like Bruce Springsteen, who, you know, you can't do anything to Bruce Springsteen. He's Bruce Springsteen. He's the boss. He's never going to, you know, take a dive. And Obama represented, you know, certain ideas that, you know, the liberal left are, you know, really.
Bruce Springsteen is a labor Democrat. I mean, you know, that's what he built himself up through that. And I think Mellencamp, to some extent, probably did too.
But Obama represented, you know, to people who were uninformed, represented the anti-war side of things, which he obviously isn't, you know, and all these people have been betrayed. You don't see them all coming out of the woodwork now to support him in this next time around.
Well, he's playing this trick now that he's, oh, don't worry, we're pulling out of Afghanistan. You know, we got you out of Iraq, as if they didn't get kicked out on their ear.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, he's kind of getting lucky when it comes to the anti-war folks right now. It seems like he's passing out candy to his base constituents.
It's all calculated moves, in
absolutely,
my opinion.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's actually a, you know, brilliant strategy. They know people. They know how, you know, most folks don't want, they want their reality spoon-fed to them, and that's what they're doing.
Yep. And, you know, the things have come out with the gay marriage, you know, just now and here in this second election season, you know, suddenly, oh, yeah, I'm for that. I was against it, you know, I was for it, and then I'm against it, and now I'm for it again. So, I mean, it just keeps on coming and coming. So where are you touring after this? What's the plan?
Okay, well, after this, I go to Breckenridge, Colorado. I'm headlining at the Peace, Unity, Freedom Festival.
I like the sound of that.
Breckenridge is the town that's legalized marijuana, and they have developed a local currency. It's more of a bartering system, but it's a currency based on time rather than precious metals or debt.
Mm-hmm.
They're called mountain hours because they're in mountain time.
Right.
It's all based on hours. And they're really having a lot of success with it and cutting out the usury aspect of the banking system.
Now, for folks that want to find out more about, hear your music, like a sample of your music, so that they can get the feeling that I got when I walked into that pavilion, where would they go?
Oh, go to jordanpagemusic.com and go to YouTube, Google me, Jordan Page.
How do you spell Page?
P-A-G-E.
Okay, great. That's Jordan Page. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Mark.
And Ben.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You're
Dorothy. I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. That's the simple toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Ben.
Free Talk Live is out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and, you know, it's been a really great time. The principal of SACL CAI, who sponsors our phone lines, is also the guy who set up the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's Jason Osborne. And so if you have any business, if you have a business and say, you know, accounts receivable is a real pain for you. SACL CAI can take care of it. They will do your collections in a way that respects your customers. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI. And we've been what we've been doing is we've been talking to different folks that we find out around here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And there are a lot of people that are very active. They've got their projects they're doing and things they're interested in. And we've got with us here, by the way, it's Ben Stone from badquaker.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Thanks for sitting in with me, Ben. Artie, you are getting real close to that microphone. Now, you're a bit of you're very interested in human trafficking around the world. Is that right?
Yes.
Oops, sorry, Ari, my mistake. Pushed the wrong button. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm looking to start an organization within the next year overseas that will help prevent human trafficking and victims from being recruited by false recruiters who are promising jobs and then just taking them and shipping them out and putting them in brothels or in domestic servant.
Virtual slavery.
Exactly, or actual slavery, yeah. In fact.
So how does this work? Is this obviously human trafficking, not that big of a deal in the United States.
That's actually not necessarily true. Okay. It's not as big a deal as a lot of places, but it's a very big and growing crime that's occurring here.
Okay. I don't know much about it. Maybe we can get a chance to get into it. How does it work in these foreign countries? They, they come out like recruiters. I was just at an amusement park, and there were a lot of people there from Macedonia. I met like three different people from Macedonia, and my impression was that somehow they, either this amusement park or an amusement park organization with which this amusement park works probably goes to, maybe Eastern European countries and recruits from there for employees for, the summer, the season, the year, or whatever.
Yes, a lot of times these poor victims, when they get trafficked, oftentimes their own family members will sell them because they're in such a poor, desperate situation. And then a lot of times recruiters will lure them in, either pretend to be boyfriends or just show them love and then just take them and ship them off to a brothel owner, and a lot of times they just get offered jobs. They pretend there's a job opening, and they'll bring them to another country that's more of a first world country. They offer that, and once they get them out of the country, they're just put into a brothel. Or
once you're illegally in the country, in whatever country that might be, then they have a lot of power over you, right?
And that's what I wanted to get into. With my organization, I'm a voluntarist, so I refuse any government money. And a lot of people keep trying to convince me, take government money. Take the government money. It'll help you with your organization. But the government, what they don't realize is their laws are, in fact, keeping these girls stuck in their situations oftentimes. When you read the reports and the interviews these girls give, two of the main reasons that they don't escape, oftentimes they will have an opportunity to escape, and a lot of times they won't because, one, prostitution laws. So if they went prostitute, even forced into prostitution at a brothel, oftentimes they'll be prosecuted. If they escape, the police will catch them. And then one of the major ones is deportation laws and illegal immigration laws as well. So once they're, this is why it's so common, traffickers will take a victim their victim from one country, get a fake visa, fake passport, get them into another country, and then they know they've got them stuck there because even if they escape and go to the police, oftentimes these girls end up in prison for years on end, and it's not much better conditions in the brothels oftentimes where the guards can rape and just do horrible things to these poor girls.
So they're
and guys.
So they actually use the state as a weapon to control it, and fear of the state to keep them in those situations.
Absolutely. The laws, the prostitution ones, so oftentimes they are enforced and oftentimes they're not enforced, but the threat of having the prostitution laws enforced upon you and having you kept in a cage for however long, you never know, is just often scary enough to keep them, even if they have the opportunity to escape.
And probably these women are busy enough that they don't have a chance to scour the internet for true stories of what it's like to escape from a particular prostitution ring in a particular area. So they are, their pimps or whomever, feeding them these stories, true or not, of whether or not they'll be thrown into prison and have to deal with the depredations of state agents.
Absolutely, and a lot of times they're too poor to even have access to internet or other information, sure. So they're only getting their information from the recruiters, and they're threatened. They say it might be bad here, but don't let the police catch you. It's even worse, and sometimes, unfortunately, it is worse sometimes if the police get a hold of you, so you never know what to believe, and there's no real organizations out there that are doing much work to get these girls educated prior to being trafficked.
How is your organization going to do anything with them? Even if you pretend to be a John and you find one of these gals and attempt to save them in some way or another.
Well, what I'm proposing to do that I haven't seen in the field, and I've sent this proposal to a number of experts in the field who've given me really positive feedback, is when these girls get offered to be recruited, say a girl from Moldova gets offered a job in Italy at a pizza restaurant, for instance, have this girl come to our organization and say, hey, give us all the information, all the details she can, and we just verify the story so we can call up using Skype or whatever and try to call the supposed restaurant. If it doesn't exist, that's a red flag right there.
That is.
If we can get a hold of the owner, just ask, hey, are you expecting girls from Moldova to come over here? And if they say, no, that's not the case, we can consult with a girl, say, hey, look, there's a lot of red flags here. This may not be a good idea for you. And it's still up to them whether they want to or not. But at least we can give them some information and inform them ahead of time, and which is something they don't have access to because computers are very tough to get a hold of. Internet's rare.
It does show the real value of communication. I mean, it's an incredibly valuable thing, and probably, in a few decades' time, this will be something that trickles on down to the poorest of us, and they'll be able to use that kind of information. But for now, the interface between them and whomever it is that might be hiring them, because clearly people do hire. I mean, there are those kids from Macedonia that working at this amusement park that I took my son to yesterday, the day before, or whatever it was.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, this is happening. So this is the confusion in which these predators were.
Right. You just never know. There's no way to verify the story with the resources that that's available to them. So I'd like to bring the internet and Skype and be able to use contacts over time and be able to help out with that. And English is spoken almost everywhere in the world, so it'll be easier for me to communicate, though I'll have to have some translators and help elsewhere.
So how can people get involved, find out more?
This isn't something I have worked out officially. I'm still in no website or anything yet. This is something that's still in the very early stages.
Keep us informed, Artie, and you can give us thanks for being on the air with us.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's a live Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live, but it's a little different than usual. We're out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Our impromptu studio is much larger than our normal studio, and lots of people here having a good time. I'm in here with
Ben Stone from BadQuaker.com.
From BadQuaker.com. Now, you've got a podcast I've been listening to recently and enjoying a great deal, and I'll give you my recommendation at this point. People can go and listen to that at LRN.FM. You do a show there live. What's your time slot?
Mine is pre-recorded.
Right.
It usually
so it just rotates.
Yeah. Not this week, but normally it rotates in around midnight Eastern.
Okay.
But that's been interrupted temporarily while I'm here at Porkfest.
Right. How are you going to do podcasts when you're here?
And exactly.
There is no internet at Porkfest. real quick, tell you about Bitcoins. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous internet cash. You can, with Bitcoin, send and receive money anywhere in the world without any fees. If you're a merchant, without any chargebacks, or the chargebacks are by your own standards, however you wish to implement them. There's no government agency or bank that's involved with Bitcoins. There's no terms of service. It's open source software. You can just download it and be using it in just a few minutes. You should know about Bitcoins, whether you have any or not, by going to weusecoins.org. They are changing the world little bit by little bit. You know, they're starting out to trickle, and I think it's going to turn into a tidal wave. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at more than 70,000 locations worldwide. It's an incredible number. CVS, 7-Elevens, Walmarts, major banks all across the United States, Russia, Brazil, and very soon bringing online the Eurozone. So that's bitinstant.com. Ben, let's go ahead and take a call here. We got Brian calling in from Casper, Wyoming. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Mark.
Hey.
I got to say, first of all, I'm totally jealous of you guys being out there.
What's there to be jealous of? Oh, yeah, Pork Fest is awesome.
And yeah, another thing I wanted to say.
There's planes flying between Wyoming and New Hampshire, I hear.
Yeah, well, what now?
I said there are planes flying between Wyoming and New Hampshire, I hear.
Yeah, I know, but do I want to get groped by TSA, and can I afford a plane?
Ed, well, these are questions, though. Hey, you have to answer for yourself.
I'm trying to win Marv, so...
You know, Marv is the mobile authority, mobile authority resistance vehicle that Liberty on Tour Marv used for their tour.
And I think you guys actually ought to push the sat.lrn.fm a little bit more.
What is that for folks that don't know?
lrn.fm.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's a web domain.
That teaches you how to run your own radio station.
It's true. Ian has put up information for people that wish to run.
Ian put that up, and it's awesome. I mean, it's really awesome information. You know, everybody out there at Pork Fest and stuff, everybody should read that stuff because it's so easy to do. I mean, you need, what, like $120?
It's not much, and it is a very powerful form of activism. I think that media, right now, I think education's the best form of activism that we can have because people need to understand the ideas of liberty before you can implement them on a large scale. I mean, certainly I want more freedom for myself and my life and my family, but when it comes to a societal level, I don't think we've quite reached that tipping point, and that tipping point's going to come through education, and education's going to come through media. It's certainly not going to come from the mainstream media and, you know, the television stations out there and
things like that. No, it's not.
LRN.FM has a lot of different hosts with a lot of different ways of explaining the ideas of liberty and bringing them forward in ways that different folks can handle. LRN.FM's awesome, and if you can provide it on something that's as easy to use as a radio, I think a radio is still a really great piece of technology.
Just one thing, get out there, sat.lrn.fm.
Thanks. Is that all you wanted to talk about tonight, Brian?
That's where Ian puts out his information. It's great.
Yep, it's true. Is that what you want to talk about this evening?
No, I wanted to actually talk about, do you guys know what the NICS check system is?
NICS?
National
Checks?
Instant Check System, NICS?
No.
It's like when you go to buy a gun, you know, you got to fill out this whole ginormous form and stuff. But what somebody told me, and this is actually a guy who runs a gun store, you know, he's a firearm dealer. When you fill out that form, he said, don't be scared. We're not sending that serial number of that gun to anybody. This is something that people need to know, because when you fill out that form, you think that as soon as they run that form, that actual serial number is going out to people, and it's really not. He said,
I think the government has this this air of competence that people imagine that there's a big giant computer in the sky that they manage to incorporate all the information.
People, basically, and that's what he told me. He said, don't be. I wasn't scared, but he said, yeah. He said, you know what? It's so funny. His dad actually. He took the company over from his dad. His dad, when his dad left the company, they brought in a big old Ryder truck and took out like a whole like Ryder truck full of files out that had all those serial numbers of all those gun owners that the government never had, you know, but they want you to be scared. They're like, oh no, every time you buy a gun, we exactly have that firearm. You know, in Montana, what we like to do is, you know, you buy a gun, and then you sell it, and then you sell it to somebody else, and then you sell it to somebody else, because you confuse the government. But I'm excited about you guys all out at the Pork Fest, you know, all open carry. You know, that's how we do in Montana, and
There's a lot of open carry going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
but who cares? But the thing is they want you to be so terrified that they have that serial number of that gun. So you're supposed to be so scared that they have the serial number of that gun, like you're going to do anything bad with it. You know, like, Mark, you know, you have a kid. You know, I have a kid. I'm not going to do anything bad with my gun. You know, my neighbor's a sheriff. You know, he's not going to do anything bad with his gun. But still, they want us to be in fear of that.
There are a lot of people in prison, Brian, thank you for the call, in prison right now just for having the gun, mm-hmm. you know, for carrying it either, oh, my coat slipped over it, so now you're carrying it concealed, or, you know, you've got it in your pocket and you're not supposed to have, you don't have the right paperwork and these kind of things, and all kinds of, there are thousands and thousands of people in the United States in prison just for possessing a metal tool that will, you know, fires a projectile.
Yeah, and it's no different from any other tool or any other object. One of my pet peeves is the Second Amendment gives people gun rights, but there's really no such thing as gun rights. It's a right to own property, and it doesn't matter what the property is. If it's a brick, you know, you can kill a person or harm a person just as badly with a brick as you can a gun. It's a matter of property rights, not necessarily gun rights.
And you know, I've heard this a few times, and I'm not certain what I think about it, but. I've heard from police and from swordsmen, experts with knives, that within a certain distance, and man, I've heard this distance as far as 25 yards, and I'm sorry, I just don't believe that distance. But, you know, let's say within 10 feet, that a person with a knife, it's certainly in their hand, is more dangerous than a person with a gun on their hip. You know, and I would think that that's probably a true statement.
Yeah, without getting into any kind of unnecessary bravado or anything like that, I've had guns drawn on me in anger, and I've had multiple attempts on my life, and I've been shot twice. And the one thing I can say about that is it's much harder to shoot a person and kill them than most people think.
Really? Wow. Apparently. Free Talk. I'm stunned. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in to Free Talk Live, bring up what's ever on your mind. We're here in the last segment. It's Mark with you.
And Ben.
And we'll try to squeeze you in. But, you know, we're out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been a great time. Things are ramping up for the parties this evening, The sun has gone down over the beautiful white mountains, and, well, now the laser light show's out, and the fog machines are pumping, and the music's going. I believe it's karaoke this evening with Ian is running the setup.
All the fun.
Indeed. 855-450-3733. Ben, you were talking about the difficulty of ending a human life with a handgun up close. And you wanted to finish that up. I mean, you know, this is the most deadly thing people can think of, right?
Yeah, there is a flip side of that, that human life, in addition to being extremely difficult to kill a human being, it's also, you know, life is so delicate and it's so precious that it can end randomly or it can end, you know, with the slightest thing. So in the same sense that, like I said, I've been shot twice.
Right.
And yet there are random circumstances where someone's life, you know, a gun can kill somebody by accident in a moment, and it's gone, and it wasn't even intentional. So, you know, I wasn't trying to say that guns are not
right. <you know. laughs> Humans are superhuman.
Right. But within that distance range that you were talking about, mm-hmm. it is a lot more difficult to go through the thought processes, aim, and fire, and do so successfully than most people realize.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, we've heard stories. There was a story out of Texas, I believe, last week where, you know, some guy supposedly walked in on someone molesting his 4-year-old daughter or something like that and beat him to death.
Yeah.
And he didn't. The impression you got from the story, and it's difficult to know, there were three people in that room. One of them's four, one of them's dead, and one of them's telling the story.
Right.
So it's difficult to know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the impression that, you know, sometimes these things happen. The man just punched him.
Yeah.
Punched the other man to death.
Yeah.
And these things can happen.
Yeah. And actually, there was a case not long ago where two parents at a ball game, one male parent hit the other, he fell backwards, hit his head, and gone, dead.
Yeah, yeah. We hear stories like this all the time. You know, their head hits something,
yeah,
and, you know, it twists the neck in the wrong way or whatever. I mean, you know, it's just this strange thing.
Right.
You know, not only is it difficult, but you do find people. I mean, I knew a man who'd been shot 5 times.
Yeah.
And you're like, let me see these holes. And sure enough, 1, 2, I can put my finger in this one. Right? Like, this, you know, this is the truth. And it's interesting how resilient and how fragile both at both points that human life is.
Are you wanting me to take off my shirt?
No, well, look, man, it's radio. You know what you want. Got Michael calling in from Wyoming. Looks, it's a Wyoming night here on Free Talk Live. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Michael calling from Wyoming. First time listener, 10th time caller.
None of that. Michael W. Dean?
Something like that. I have a song request.
Michael,
you guys
W.
play
Dean.
Requests?
No, afraid not.
No, I got a request. I want Dan Stone, the Bad Quaker, also known as Ben Quaker, as we call him. I want him to find Boston Tea Party, who is there, and interview him for an upcoming Bad Quaker podcast, because those two cats probably had more to do than any other two people on this earth with forming my opinion of the world. And they disagree on some things, although they agree on a lot of things. They're both gun guys. I want them to sit down and talk and do an interview, and I want to hear it for me.
Yeah, but, you know, it sounds like a good idea. When you said it, that sounds like an awesome idea.
I know.
I'll try.
Well, I'll see if I can
round
Boston up.
Yeah, well, you said this morning, I can't find Ian. I don't know where he is, and I had to find him for you. So you try, man.
You had to find him, and you're in Wyoming.
Yeah, I had to put those two together.
Michael is a mover and a shaker.
Thanks,
I mean, come
call,
on,
Michael.
Man. Walk out and ask 4 people where Boston is, and someone's going to point you at him.
It's true. That much is true. Michael, thanks for the call. Now,
right.
You appreciate the call. Now, you are the badquaker.com, Ben, and what does this term bad Quaker mean to you? Because I'm a Quaker, and I like to think of myself as a good Quaker.
Well, you could call me a nonconformist Quaker.
I think they all are, though.
Quakers tend to be. They dance to their own drumbeat, is a way of saying it. And
they're peculiar people.
They are, and they're very independent. The not only the theology, but the thinking of being a Quaker holds within it the idea of being a very independent thinking person and not placing one person above another person in any kind of category. And yet, I don't agree with some of the things that are typically believed by Quakers,
mm-hmm.
like pacifism. I do believe in self-defense.
Now, pacifism is this interesting topic that, even within Quakers, I've had this conversation over and over again, and I don't believe pacifism exists. It's not that I don't believe in pacifism. It's that I don't believe it could possibly exist. I mean, what does one believe if one believes pacifism? Where does one come from when one believes that? So I think to myself, you know, if there's the axe-wielding madman out there, right, and he's rushing towards me, and I've got a steel door between me and him, is it violence to prevent that man, you know, from a Quaker standpoint, not from my standpoint, I don't believe it's violence at all, but is it a violence to prevent that man from doing what he wishes to do by simply closing the door? If I can prevent a man from doing what he wishes to do to me and my family with, say, a handgun or a knife or, you know, whatever implement of death dealing that there is out there, can I use other means to prevent somebody from doing what they want? Is it the prevention of somebody else from doing what it is that they wish to do?
Yeah, it's the old question, where do you draw the line? If you're going to say that you're going to be a pacifist, you're not going to, you don't believe in self-defense or in however that you want to categorize that, at what point in preventing someone else's action do you stop calling it self-defense? And at what point are you actually defending yourself?
It's really, I mean, it's murky as it could possibly be, because if you can prevent somebody from doing whatever they wish to do and therefore prevent the repercussions to their actions necessarily, because I would prefer somebody not to prevent somebody from being into a situation where they have to deal with the repercussions of some serious action, and if I have the opportunity to do that, I might. So, you know, when you're dealing with that, what about the repercussions to accidental accidents? So should I therefore not look both ways when I cross the street and I'm in a crosswalk. That car is supposed to stop that's coming towards me, but, you know, I'm just crossing the road, and God will stop the car if God wishes to stop the car. I mean, I'm not certain what people are thinking about when they're thinking about pacifism. I do believe that attempting to use violence against the state is an ineffective way of being, and I think that coming from love and trying to change somebody's opinion from the standpoint of love is far more powerful
right.
than using, you know, violence or, you know, just anger or any of these other things. I think that that's true. But there are times when, you know, somebody comes across a situation where the violence has already begun or it is imminent. Mm-hmm. And what does one do in those circumstances in order to prevent bad things from happening to all parties?
Right. And, you know, two different thoughts on two different ways of looking at that is one is, will these actions produce the result I want? Efficiency? Will they, you know, will I be successful in doing this? And the second is, am I moral in taking this action? And that's the way I think of it. I think self-defense on any level is always moral. And that puts me at odds with many Quakers.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, from a practical point of view, it's you mentioned earlier about a robbery taking place and whether or not you resist that robbery.
Right.
Well, that's a judgment call on each different time. In some robbery situations, it might be very efficient to take action against that robber.
Right.
Other times, it would be very foolish to take action because you're going to lose. He's got the drop on you or whatever. He's holding a gun and you're not. You're holding a baby. So you have to think these three things through. But when dealing with the government, they literally hold all the strings. And they one of the things they do with blinding efficiency is violence. So if you're going to deal with the government and you decide in your mind that you're going to deal with the government using the thing that they do best, you're just begging to lose. You're in the long run, it's much wiser to take on an enemy according to your strengths and their weaknesses.
Indeed.
Rather than their strengths and what is clearly you against the world, your weakness.
Indeed. I mean, you know, and the state understands that it has all the time in the world in order to do what it wants. You know, when it came to the folks out there in Waco, I can't remember what the Davidians.
Yeah.
You know, they hung around out there for a couple of months playing rock and roll music as loud as they possibly could. You know, whatever. These people were defending their domicile from what appeared to be an invasion by God knows who.
Yeah.
And, you know,
ultimately they lost.
Indeed they did. All the killed. This has been Mark with you.
And Ben.
Free Talk Live. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back in 21 hours.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
I've seen